Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And we're delighted now to be joined by Anne McMullen, who is the Senior Director for Marketing and Communications at Visit Belfast. Anne, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with Ed and myself on the show this week. Very excited to be putting the spotlight on the Belfast Arts Festival. And of course, there's a lot more to Belfast, which we'll talk about. But considering that this festival is now in its 59th year, it is fair to say it's a jewel in the crown for Northern Ireland, yeah?
It's absolutely the jewel in the crown, Carol. Its importance is unquestionable. It brings audiences to Belfast from all over Ireland as well as internationally to enjoy the cultural fabric of the city through these local and internationally renowned performers. I just adore the festival. There is something for everybody, from some of the small eclectic shows to actually just enjoying the vibe of music and live performances. It's great to get back to attending events in person this year. And in terms of the sort of festival itself, I suppose I have to talk about the venues in Belfast. It's so great to see them open again. From the Grand Opera House, it's undergone something in the region of a £12 million restoration project, and it's only just reopened. And then other places like the Mac, the Lyric, the Ulster Hall, all with performances from the festival.
That's great. I mean, I had a wonderful time there. And a few years ago, I was at Ibsen's Enemy of the People. I think Richard had this German, the Berlin Schadenfreude theatre group over. It was incredible. And the Opera House is just so, it's such an iconic part of Belfast. And I'm going to be at the Great Irish Songbook. Actually, I'm going up for that with Glenn Hansard and Brian Kennedy. And that's going to be amazing. And I mean, it's really an incredible event. And it's so varied, Anne, isn't it, the whole lot?
It is. And I would always encourage people, yes, go to the familiar and what you really want to do, but pick something else out that actually would not have been on your list, because that's what Richard Wakely, the festival director, always says to me. Find something that you wouldn't go to, Anne, and you will be thrilled. Mm. Broaden your horizons and enjoy it.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the festival and festivals like the Belfast Arts Festival, I mean, that's what they're all about, really, isn't there? Because sometimes, yes, I think we can all tend to get a little bit too safe in what we gravitate towards. And of course, this is, as you were saying, you know, a wonderful opportunity to broaden your horizons.
I mean, this year, I think the Grimm Hotel, which is on in the Cityside Retail Park, that's going to be a fascinating one, inspired by the stories of the Brothers Grimm. And then Billy Bragg at the Ulster Hall, it's the first Belfast solo show in a decade. I mean, there's just so many different things. The Border Game at the Lyric Theatre, it's on my list of things to do, so... Absolutely. Look at the programme. If you check out on visitbelfast.com or on the Belfast International Arts Festival.com, you will find lots of information and supporting activities. They even have tours and walks. Yes, you can go online to some of these talks and shows, but really come and experience it for yourself. The city just has such a vibe in this festival period. It just is wonderful walking through the streets at night, seeing the buzz of people bobbing into restaurants with their pre-theatre, their post-theatre menus. There's just a whole different atmosphere, and I am so pleased that the International Arts Festival is back. I mean, at this time of year, we have other things such as the Cinemagic Film Festival for young people. It's on right throughout October. And I suppose as we go through October, it takes us to Halloween. So there's the, I think it's pronounced Samhain Halloween Festival at Culturelawn. And it's full of an eclectic mix of music and cultural events for both English and Irish.
Yeah, that's good. Samhain, that's right.
Samhain.
Thank you. My pronunciation's not great.
No, the Grimm Hotel is really cool one, because...
Yeah, that really copped it. That took my imagination there now, I have to say, someplace, Ed, because I grew up with the Grimm fairy tales and I love them because they're so dark.
Yeah, you can eat supper. have supper with the witch, or, you know, face to face with a greedy goblin. Carol, you'd love that.
I would love that. Ed. I would love it.
Really cool. Yeah, that looks fabulous.
So Anne, what you were saying there too, you know, that there's so many other things going on. And of course, now we're getting closer to Christmas after Halloween. In fact, Ed and I, we broadcast live from the Christmas market there a couple of years ago. And so therefore we can speak from experience, knowing that the Belfast Christmas market really is absolutely quite delightful. In fact, I got some great Christmas presents up there. So looking forward to having that back this year too, no doubt.
That's an absolute must. And we were so pleased to hear that, yes, that it would be back this year in the grounds of the City Hall. I think it opens around the middle of November, the 20th of November, you know, which really is the start of the full Christmas season in the city. And of course, with 97 shopping days to Christmas, then I think that we really do need to get up early and enjoy the value and the unique shops and stores with the favourite high street brands. But it's the warming Christmas experience. It's the smells and the sounds of the Christmas market. It's the Christmas illuminations and the street dressing. And St. George's Market, which would be another favourite, it has extended opening.
Oh, great place, yeah.
Oh, the food there is absolutely...
You have to have a Belfast bap there, Anne, when you go there. And, you know, the food that really, if we could eat it all day, it's the best value ever for £5, I think. It's fantastic.
Yeah. No, I mean, the city has such a reputation for its food and drink. And, of course, at Christmas, I think we all overindulge a bit. But I was going to ask you, have you tried Mike's Fancy Cheeses or visited it in Little Donegal Street?
No, I haven't. And I love cheese.
Right. Next time you're up, I have to bring you there. I mean, I feel like a child going into a sweetie shop. Cheese is my thing too. And they have just such a mix of, I think Hegarty's aged cheddar is my absolute favourite. And then there's another one called Young Buck. My husband's more into the blue cheeses. So really, absolutely, definitely, you must visit there. And of course...
I was up at the Balmoral Festival a few weeks ago, and I got to meet the guys from Ballylisk of Armagh and the Triple Rose cheese that they had at the Balmoral show. And my God, it was amazing. Fantastic.
They have
stuff.
That in Mike's Fancy Cheeses as
great.
I promise I will organize a trip there so that you can have a go. I believe you were in the new Waterman House Cookery School with Niall McKenna.
Yes, we were making soda bread, and I was making bread with Tracy as well. And Niall got us to make scallops, and we were doing langoustines. Oh, beautiful. The new cooking school there in the Cathedral Quarter. Really, really impressed.
So it's doing really well. Again, you know, sort of in terms of food, you know, we have our Michelin star restaurants, which I know you're familiar with. But, you know, outside of those, you know, we have the Zens and the Edos and the Hard Streets. Just such a wonderful... And actually, there's a Japanese restaurant, Sakura. I don't know if you've been in it, with a great wide variety of Asian food.
Wow. No,
places like White's Tavern has had a makeover. White's Tavern and Oyster Rooms. It's one of the oldest in Belfast, and really, even just finding it is great fun. And of course, Dean's are fully open again. The last of their, they've got the Epic Meat Locker, Love Fish, but the Dean's Deli Van Cafe has reopened. So it's just great to see all of these back again.
I was going to say we had a gorgeous meal in Ox as well, of course, Alan and Stephen, which is just one best restaurant in Ireland for so many years.
It's
a brilliant place.
And
I think one thing, you know, food, obviously there's something there for everybody, and there is, I mean, I know having spent quite a bit of time in Belfast, there is so much going on and so much to experience. But I think one thing, and you and I have mentioned this before, Ed, and it's so true, that Belfast is, I mean, for, you know, it's only 90 minutes up the road from where we are here, but it's a great base to actually explore the rest of Northern Ireland as well. You know, almost on the doorstep of Belfast, you can head out for excursions and then come back in the evening. So, I mean, you could have a right old time.
Oh, yeah.
Up there.
I did loads of the Ards Peninsula there over the summer. It was absolutely beautiful. Bangor and up to Scrabo Tower, and beautiful. Absolutely. Yeah. People don't realize, I think, how wonderful it is there. And it's just all along the coast and just a hop from Belfast.
Just a hop from Belfast. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, I mean, we say nowhere's more than an hour away, you know, whether you're going to the Giant's Causeway way, the mountains of Mourne, you know, sort of up to see the maiden city of Derry. The other bit that's really nice is actually getting out to see some of these distilleries. Again, I keep going back to food and drink. What am I like? But, you know, sort of the Hinge Distillery, I did a visit there recently, and it's just out Lisburn direction, and they have whiskey and gin tours. But it's a very, very impressive visit and a lovely place for lunch. Shortcross Gin, County Down.
Yes, very nice.
How many ways can you drink your shortcross? Every and the food tours that go throughout Northern Ireland as well around Belfast, you know, the gin jaunts, the whiskey walks, the brewery tours. I don't know. We're obviously a nation that loves our food and drink, and certainly our international visitors coming in. You can hardly get booked on these for months ahead. They are so popular and such great value.
Well, I think that the thing is to say to anybody, if you haven't yet experienced Belfast, then certainly make it a plan for yourself. Belfast Arts Festival, of course, right now. I mean, that is certainly something to visit, or Belfast itself coming up to Christmas, or indeed in the new year, because certainly it should be on your list of places to visit. It is one of those areas, I think, that you just keep going back to because there is so much to discover. And it's been an absolute pleasure to have you chatting with us. And the very best of luck now with the Belfast International Arts Festival. And we look forward to being back in Belfast ourselves, hopefully in the not too distant future.
Absolutely.
I'll be up for that little cheese tour now soon.
It's a promise, and our words at the moment are, come on in, let's get back to Belfast.
Brilliant.
Anne McMullen, the Senior Director for Marketing and Communications. And if you want more information, you can go to the website, visit belfast.com. And thank you again.
Thank you.
Travel Talk with visitbelfast.com. It's time to get back to Belfast for a giant city experience.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.